The intangible cultural heritage is what we call living practice. It's a knowledge that comes from the past, that has its roots in diverse knowledge systems that Pacific people themselves have been exposed to, for example, through the whole process of their migration to the Pacific. Mm-hmm. They have acquired knowledge about the oceans. They have acquired knowledge about living on the islands, adapting to different environments. And in the process, they have developed cultural practices that make their life more colorful, brings them together socially. So it's more connected, the knowledge around existence, livelihoods, education, and cultural well-being. They're all connected in Pacific. An intangible cultural heritage is one way to bring this traditional knowledge, this historical knowledge, in context of modern needs of Pacific human society and apply that knowledge which already exists to address problems of today.
So what would be an example?
Let me give you a very practical example. Traditionally, Pacific Islanders have been known for being great navigators, great voyagers. Now, if we look at the traditional navigation know-how, it is embedded in people's minds, memories, and sometimes in certain objects like canoes or canoe making. If we look at this knowledge in context of today's environmental pollution, carbon footprints, the number of fuel-based, engine-based navigation systems that are going across the oceans. And if we have to think in terms of developing a sustainable practice, traditional navigation provides an environmentally viable system of transportation. So it's about marrying the knowledge that exists with the needs of today, with probably some level of adaptation.
And would this apply to achieving the sustainable development goals?
Most certainly. I think the whole agenda of inclusive development is going to benefit from this approach, because when we say inclusion, and if we do not recognize that different groups of people, different nationalities, irrespective of their size and context, come with their inherent knowledge systems about their existence, about their well-being, and that they know what is good for them. So it provides that platform to give respect to this thinking. Second, it helps them get counted. Their knowledge is not inferior or any better or worse than any other knowledge system.